Tonight, let's turn racing thoughts into calm with mindful journaling. When your mind loops through worries at bedtime, your brain stays alert and sleep drifts away. Mindful journaling gives those thoughts a safe place to land so your body can relax. Journaling is more than words on paper. It helps you notice loops, sort feelings, and let go. With practice, this becomes a bedtime routine that signals it's time to rest. Overthinking often starts with one small worry that snowballs into many. Quiet rooms and darkness can make worries feel louder and harder to ignore. As thoughts repeat, your body releases stress hormones like cortisol, delaying sleep. Break the cycle by spotting early signs of overthinking before lights out. Common signs include replaying the same thought, body tension, and restless tossing. You may wake at 3 a.m. with your mind spinning and feel irritable the next day. Awareness is step one. Name the moment you notice the loop begin. Before bed, pause and ask, is this a new thought or the same loop again? If it's a loop, mark it as part of the overthinking cycle and choose a tool. Now use journaling techniques that release emotion and clear mental clutter. Try free writing for 5 to 10 minutes without stopping or judging your words. Write whatever comes, even I don't know what to say, until feelings flow. Use letters to feelings to talk directly to anxiety, sadness, or frustration. Example: Dear Anxiety, I know you want to protect me, but I need rest. Try emotion mapping by noting where feelings show up in your body. Label tight chest, buzzing head, or heavy shoulders, then write what triggered them. Use dump and diffuse by listing raw feelings, then pairing each with a calming thought. I did my best today, and tomorrow is a new chance help soften intensity. Create a mental worry box by writing worries, closing your journal, and promising to revisit tomorrow. Short prompts can unlock emotions. What is my strongest feeling right now? What do I wish I could say out loud? Can open the door to relief. Keep sessions honest, private, and time-bound to 5-15 minutes to prevent overstimulation. Pair journaling with a simple deep breath before and after to calm your nervous system. Next, quiet task spinning with a clear to-do list for tomorrow. Think of it like packing a suitcase neatly so your mind can put it down. Write specific tasks instead of vague buckets to stop your brain from guessing. Replace work stuff with email John, finish slides, and print handouts. Prioritize with numbers or group by morning, afternoon, and evening for clarity. Keep the list realistic by focusing on essentials and a few quick wins. If it feels heavy, cross off what can wait so sleep comes easier. Place the list where you'll see it in the morning and tell your brain, it's saved. Use processing and letting go to sort worries like a messy drawer. Write everything first, then group by school, work, family, or health. Mark what you can control and what you cannot with simple symbols. Write a short release note to worries you can't act on tonight. I'll handle this tomorrow. Right now I'm resting, gives your brain permission to pause. Visualize letting worries float away like balloons as you close your journal. Build a soothing mindset with a gratitude journal of 3 to 5 specific moments. I'm grateful for the warm sunlight on my walk, primes your brain for positivity. Gratitude can lower cortisol, slow your heart rate, and prepare you for deep sleep. Add small wins and kind gestures to train your mind toward calm. Use timing to boost results by journaling right before bed for a wind-down cue. If late writing keeps you alert, try early evening sessions to cool off the day. Some people combine morning intentions with night unloading for all-day balance. Experiment and notice when you feel most relaxed afterward. Combine writing with relaxation methods for deeper calm. After journaling, practice 4-7-8 breathing several rounds to slow your system. Add gentle stretching like child's pose or legs up the wall to release tension. Follow with a short guided meditation, nature sounds, or quiet music to settle. Keep the order consistent. Write, then breathe or stretch, then rest. End with a small closing ritual like softly closing your journal and dimming lights. Once a week, review and reflect to discover patterns and progress. Highlight repeated worries, effective coping tools, and moments of peace. Connect feelings to events and note what helped, like breaks, walks, or warm showers. Set small goals based on insights, such as study 20 minutes earlier or evening walk. Track tiny wins to build confidence and reduce bedtime anxiety. When you spot loops on paper, they lose power and become easier to reframe. Write a new calming perspective and read it before sleep the next night. Be kind to yourself. Facing feelings is courage and progress. Tie it all together into a simple bedtime flow you can repeat. Free write or letter to feelings for 5-10 minutes to release emotion. Write a clear, prioritized to-do list to park tomorrow's tasks. Note 3 gratitudes. Breathe slowly and close your journal with intention. Stretch or meditate briefly, then keep lights low and screens away. If worries return, remind yourself, it's written down and waiting for me tomorrow. With patience and practice, mindful journaling calms overthinking and shortens the path to sleep. You'll fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake more balanced and rested. Tonight, give your thoughts a page, give your body a breath, and give yourself peaceful sleep.